Hey, sorry for showing up like this out of nowhere. I know it's late. I was out and I kinda ended up around here, and I thought maybe I could stop by for a bit, if that's okay. No, nothing's wrong. I mean, nothing serious, at least. I just needed to get out of the house for a while. Thought a change of scenery might be nice. And who better to bother in the middle of the night than my best friend, right? What? My face? What about it? Okay, fine. I guess I do look kind of tired. It's been a long day, but hey, nothing a little late-night best friend hangout can fix, right? You sure I'm not interrupting anything? I know it's late, and I don't want to just show up like a total weirdo at your doorstep uninvited. Thanks. Seriously, you're a lifesaver. It's warm in here. I didn't realize how cold it was outside. Or maybe I was just walking around too much to notice. What? No. I wasn't out on some grand adventure or anything. I just didn't want to be home for a bit. Anyway, can we go up to your room? I feel like your family's probably asleep. And I don't want to wake anyone up just because I felt like crashing your night. Thanks. I mean it. Your room. Safe haven, as always. You ever notice how your room just has this vibe? Like, the second I step in, I feel much calmer. It's weird. In a good way, of course. Maybe it's because I just associated with you. Okay, yeah, this is what I needed. A little peace, little quiet, and my favorite person to bother. No, I'm fine. Seriously. You don't have to look at me like that. What do you mean, like what? Like you're reading my mind or something. It's creepy. I already told you. I just needed to get out of the house for a bit. That's all. No dramatic story, no wild reason. I just wanted to be here with you. Okay. I know you're not gonna drop it. You never do. But can we just sit here for a little? Not talk about anything serious yet. Just for a few minutes. I don't want to think about anything right now. Thanks. You know, I think this is why I always end up running to you. You don't even have to say anything, and I already feel much better. Like, just knowing I have a place to go where I don't have to put on some kind of act or explain myself. It's nice. I bet you feel all smug now, huh? She finally admitted it. I am the best friend in the world. Yeah, whatever. Don't let it go to your head, okay? I mean it, though. Okay. I think I'm ready to talk. Maybe. Just... promise you won't look at me like that the whole time. Like, you know exactly what I'm gonna say. It's intimidating. Alright, I'll talk. Just don't judge me, okay? I guess the real reason I'm here is because things at home have been kind of bad lately. Worse than usual. You know how my dad drinks sometimes, right? Well, it's not just sometimes anymore. Lately it's been more. A lot more. And when he drinks, he... Never mind. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. It's not a big deal. No, really, it's fine. I've dealt with it before. It's just... exhausting, you know? Walking around on eggshells, trying not to set him off, and pretending like everything's normal when it's so not. Tonight was worse than usual. I could tell from the second I walked in the door, and I didn't want to be there when things got ugly, so I just left. God, I sound so dramatic. Running away like some scared little kid. You don't think it's stupid? I mean, I know you would say that, but hearing it is different. Sometimes I think I'm overreacting. Like maybe I should just toughen up, deal with it. It's not like I just didn't want to be there. That's all. And I didn't know where else to go. But hey, it's fine now, right? I'm here with you, and you always make things feel safer. So, yeah, that's the real reason I showed up at your door in the middle of the night, like a total weirdo. Thanks for letting me in. Wow. That was a lot. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to dump all that on you. I just needed to say it out loud, I guess. I feel kind of bad now. I didn't come here to make you worry. I know. You want to be here for me, and I appreciate it. More than I can even explain. I didn't even realize how exhausted I was. I guess running away from home in the middle of the night takes way more energy than I thought. I should probably get going soon, though. I've already taken up enough of your time. Hmm? Stay? Do you mean, like, sleep over? No, I couldn't. Your family would kill me if they woke up and found me here, and I don't want to be a bother at all. You really don't mind? I mean, yeah, I do want to stay. I don't want to impose. I already barged in on you out of nowhere, and Now I'm taking up your whole night. You're way too nice to me, you know that? Okay, you win. I'll stay. But only if you promise you'll wake me up early so I can sneak out before your family notices. I'm serious. I am not explaining to your parents why their kid's best friend is passed out on the couch first thing in the morning. Alright. I'll just head to the couch already. I'm pretty tired. Wait, what? Your bed? You mean like sharing it with you? I mean, yeah, obviously. What else would you mean? I didn't think you'd offer that. No, I don't think it's weird. I just... Okay, fine. You win again. I'll take the bed, but... If I roll over in my sleep and kick you or something, that's on you. Alright, let's get comfortable, I guess. This is weird. Not bad weird, just different. I don't think we've ever done this before. Laying in the same bed like this. Yeah, it's not that big of a deal, I guess, but still, it's kind of intimate, don't you think? Not in a weird way, of course. Just, I don't know. It feels different. You know what's funny? I feel safer here than I have in weeks. Like, I can finally breathe. I don't even remember the last time I got a good night's sleep. Every little noise at home puts me on edge. Even when things are quiet, I feel like I have to be ready for something. Ready to handle it. God. I sound like I've been through some war or something. No, I know. I know it's not nothing, but... I guess I just got used to it, you know? When... something happens often enough, it stops feeling like a big deal. It's just life. But... being here, it reminds me that it isn't normal, that I shouldn't have to feel like this all the time. It's weird. I always felt like home was supposed to be where you felt safest, but when I think about the places I actually feel safe, it's here, with you. Listen to me, getting all sentimental in the middle of the night. This is what exhaustion does to me, you know? Makes me all soft. You love it, don't you? Seeing me like this, you're gonna hold this over my head forever, huh? Do you ever think about stuff like this? Like the people in your life, where you feel the safest, where you actually feel like yourself? do you have a place like that? A person like that? Yeah. That's nice. You deserve that. Everyone does. Sometimes I wonder what it would be like just to run away. Not forever, of course, just for a little while. To a place where no one knows us. Where nothing from our lives follows us there. Okay, yeah. Maybe that does sound a little dramatic. But can you imagine it? Waking up in some quiet little town. No responsibilities. No stress. Just living. Existing. If I ever do it, I'm taking you with me. No arguments. You'd come with me, right? If I just showed up one day and said, let's go. No plan, just go. I knew you'd say that. You always make things feel possible. Like, no matter how bad things get, there's still something good out there waiting for me. I didn't know what I'd do without you. I hope I never have to find out. Okay. Enough deep talk. I should just shut up and let you sleep. Unless you want me to keep talking all night. I can, you know. I have so many thoughts at 2 a.m. Can I ask you something? Do you ever feel like there's something you should say, but you just don't? Like, you hold it in because saying it out loud would make it too real. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I never mind, it's stupid. You're so annoying. You always do this. You never let me just brush things off. But I guess that's part of why I feel the way I do about you. I don't even know when it started, you know? You've always been there. Always been you, and I've always loved that. I just never let myself think too hard about why I loved it so much. But then, there were these moments, little things, the way you look at me sometimes, the way I feel when I'm with you, the way you make everything lighter, even in the worst days, the way you make me feel safe. I think I might be in love with you. Wait, you feel the same way? No, don't mess with me right now. I swear, if you're joking, I'm gonna... You're not joking? Wow, took us way too long to get here, huh? I should have told you sooner. Maybe I was scared that things would change, then I would lose you if I said it out loud. But now, I kind of feel like nothing has to change. Maybe the only change is just unlocking some perks that I guess that both of us were waiting for. Were you not? You haven't thought about me that way? You can tell me. You don't need to get shy now. We've already opened up a lot tonight. Cause I had, for sure. I can say that. You had too. You're so cute. So, you wanna make those dreams a reality? Of course I do. Come here, baby. I love that. You don't know how long I've been thinking about this, but I was so scared. I can't believe I finally get to have it. Are you excited too? Yeah. I love you so much. What? Do you want more than this? It's okay, you can tell me. There's no need to be shy anymore. I'm your girlfriend now, right? Just tell me what you want and I'll give it to you. Of course, baby, of course you can get on top of me. You don't even have to ask that anymore. I feel you getting a little too excited down there. Is there something else you want? Of course I wanted to. I've been wanting it for so long. Yeah, I'm ready. So good. You're so much hotter than I imagined. Yeah, keep going like that. I feel so good. Does it feel good to you too, babe? Yeah. I always knew you'd be good at this, but it is so much better than I thought. You need to be quiet though, okay? We don't want to wake up your family, no? Yeah? Believe that I'm your girlfriend now and I get to have this whenever I want. And you're all mine now, right? Yeah. And I'm all yours. You also get to have me whenever you want. I love you so much, baby. Am I doing good? Yeah? Keep going.
smells
so good. Maybe I need to sleep over more often. Would you like that? You're so hot. I love you so fucking much.